Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
So I look at Alina as you would. Now, what, you know, I mean, when you're hosting a show and you look at your co-host.
Your co-host.
Yeah. So you look at your co-host, what normally happens?
The co-host responds, I suppose.
I was waiting for you to play the old outro there.
There's no outro.
Oh, is there not? Okay.
No.
Then that's why I was looking at you blankly. Anyway.
There's no outro.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Happy Monday.
Would you like me to make an outro?
No, I was sure there was an outro.
Oh, yeah, we'll just do this. Make you happy.
It's that time to go to Universal Orlando with United Airlines and Tour America.
Is that what you're...
It makes me feel happier, yeah. It feels like the whole thing is complete.
Yeah, we finished the segment now.
It's finished now. Whereas before it was like, is there more to come?
Yeah, there probably should be an outro.
We have a word.
We talk to Dave.
We have a word tomorrow.
Dave. Where's the outro, Dave?
Anyway, as I was saying, happy Monday. Let's lighten the mood a little bit.
It's snowing.
That's not lightening the mood in any way.
Because the last time it snowed. Now, somebody when I texted earlier and says, Niall, isn't it really unusual February to have snow? No, it's not.
Not at all.
The worst snow we ever got in this country was, well, I think was 1982, because I know my sister got married in it. And I think that was her anniversary, her wedding anniversary, I think it's the 22nd of February.
Well, all I remember is the March of 2 years ago. Do you remember the March of
was,
2 years
was
ago?
Was that March?
That was March.
Was it?
Yeah, it was what March,
Yeah, it was March.
It? Yeah, there was a lot of jobs nearly lost.
Oh,
was that Brendan's Breadgate as well? Was that around the same time?
That was Breadgate, yeah.
Breadgate.
Yeah, Breadgate.
Yeah, myself.
I never forget the queue outside the shop.
I never forget the row we have at Andy Bad News.
It's brought up every time the word snow is brought up in this office.
There's dirty looks given by Andy Bad News. It happened today as well.
I was showing my sleeping bag today.
Yeah, she was showing a bag that she could fit into.
Yeah, it wasn't even a sleeping bag. It was literally a bag.
An equipment bag.
That you could pop Lena into. She's so petite.
Andy's equipment bag. We were just looking at it. Like, Lena would actually, we wanted to try it, but she wouldn't do it. Lena would actually fit into his equipment bag.
I think I would.
You'd fit into it and we'd be able to zip you up as well. And spring
we should
you
probably
on.
Give it a go.
We could probably smuggle her across the border.
100%. Not a bother.
I'd say we could fit it.
Good.
Is his equipment bag outside?
She'd wriggle a bit now.
I'm smuggle-like.
You're smuggable.
I've often said I'm fun-sized, but smuggle-like is a new one.
She is smuggle-like, isn't she? She is smuggle-sized.
She is. She's fun-sized. Okay.
I like
fun.
Well, yeah, okay, well, back to the snow. The snow all over the country, I believe. Well, in some parts of the country. I know up north they're getting it. Donegal are getting it. It seems like parts of Galway is snowing. Down around parts of Limerick had it today. By the way, they had a good bit of it in Limerick this morning.
Yeah, Limerick and Kilkenny got it, yeah.
Rathkeel, somebody mentioned earlier on as well. And if you are out on the motorways tonight, I would advise you, and I do the LAA, don't take unnecessary journeys. But I would advise you just to be careful because it can be very deceiving when the temperature drops. What's the temperature at the moment? Probably about 2 degrees. It can be very deceiving when the temperature drops. You don't actually see black ice on the road.
No.
Or you see a bit of snow and you see a bit of whiteness on the road and you think, gosh, it's grand. And you start getting used to it and you drive a little bit faster.
And it's windy as well. It's very, maybe it's just my little Yaris, but it's very windy.
That doesn't affect most cars.
And it affects mine.
It affects yours. It's a
Yaris. I was coming around the M50 and I felt a blow.
That's your Yaris.
Leave her alone. She's a great little goer.
It's not. It'll be blown off the road with you in it.
But don't be wishing that.
And apart from anything else, you see, I mean, normally cars are designed that when there's people in it, it weighs them down a bit. Kalina, look.
It does weigh, my car does weigh down.
You're only a little person.
I went out and got a few bits and bobs, house stuff the other day, put it in the boot, weighed the car down.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Well, then maybe you should put a bit of ballast into it, because you're not really ballast.
Yes, I am.
You're not, you're tiny.
Right.
You're smuggle size. We've already discussed this.
Anyways.
Somebody says, Niall, you know you mispronounced the name Aidan. You say it through your nose. I didn't, I was just messing with the guy when I said Aidan.
Or did you say Aidan? Yeah, you're not saying Aidan. You're saying Aidan.
Aidan.
No, it's Aidan.
Aidan.
See, she's right. You do say it through your nose.
It's not she, it's a he.
He's right. You do.
Oh, mate. I have a cold at the moment. That's probably why.
No, Aidan. I don't think so, Niall.
Aidan.
You've had a cold for Aidan. A few months now.
Aidan.
It's not Aidan, it's Aidan.
I know, but I'm just an Aidan.
Lads, you're saying it so much, I don't even know what the name means anymore.
It's just like a Dublin thing, I think, to say. Because I would say too, like I'm having a go at you, but I would say Aidan as well.
But what about Aidan?
Aidan.
Or Aon.
Aon. Sure, what's the matter, eh? As he said himself.
Aon or Weirdon? Did he get it in the end?
I don't know if he's in yet, actually.
Good old Aon.
I don't know.
He needs to get in because we like the old Barney with him on the air every now and again when he comes up with ridiculous stuff. He went through a phase of not speaking to us for a while. And you know what happened, right? He was really shorty with me on the air one day. Do you remember that?
Is this for radio?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah, just reminding
you that you're on live radio.
Not
in the office chatting to us.
So he was really shorty with me on the air one day.
Yeah, he was.
And he hung up and I made some smart comment to him. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah, and he said, I don't want to speak to you again. And I said, you're disrespectful. Well, I can't remember. We had a barney anyway, and he hung up on me on the air, right? And then I met him then about 6 months ago. I was on TV3 one night, or Virgin Media one, on The Tonight Show. And I've had numerous arguments with him on the air where he's been miserably shorty with me and we haven't spoken to each other for ages. And he was actually really nice.
Yeah.
He was very friendly and he was a really nice guy.
Were you in agreement on it though?
No!
You were arguing beforehand?
We were arguing with each other and then when it was finished, all right, see you now.
That's all right. That's good though, isn't it?
That's what it's all about.
But that's what it should be like. You should be able to debate with someone, disagree with someone, and then still be friends with them.
And still have a pint with them afterwards.
Yeah, well, look.
Now, I didn't say we had a pint afterwards. Now,
according to his Twitter, he is in. So you get to debate with him again.
He's a nice guy, Aeon.
I think generally most people are nice people.
I don't agree with a word he comes out with.
That's okay. That's debate.
But he's a nice guy.
Good to know. Let's move on from Aeon.
I'm just saying.
Move on from Aeon. Actually,
somebody says, I'd love to go in Helena's Yaris, says Kevin. Kevin in Limerick.
You wouldn't.
Kevin is starting to worry me.
Why?
You know what I mean? I'm not thinking, if Kevin is married, I'm not thinking he's happy in his marriage for some reason.
Why?
You know what I mean? Because he seems to fancy a lot of other people too. You see, he seems to have a lot of fantasies going on in his head. God bless him.
Don't tell me it's a fantasy to get into Helena's Yaris.
That's not a fantasy.
That's a horror.
That's a nightmare.
Hang on. Well, you said that, it just sounded wrong.
Get into Helena's
Yaris.
No, no one wants to get into my car. Trust me. It's an absolute...
say a Yaris.
No one wants to get into my car. No, it's a dive of a car, honestly. Honestly.
It's not too bad from the outside.
It is.
It's when you peer in the windows the problem is.
Oh, the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
You are
can we all
it?
Say a prayer for... She's going in for the NCT on Saturday. Let's say a prayer.
It's not going to happen, is it?
We'll sing a hymn.
But you're not going to get your NCT anyway.
I am. They're back in action in my NCT centre and a couple of others, yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, they sorted it out.
By the way, Deirdre and Kells, the ambassador of Kells, says, no, it's windy in Kells. Deirdre, I didn't ask about the wind.
But is it windy in Antonio's?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the place?
Angelo's Chipper.
Well, that was racist.
It was. Some poor Italian out there getting fierce offended by what you just said. Angelo's. No, you've had some neck commenting on Alina's height, you short arse yourself.
Shots fired.
Do you think I'm small? Well, no, when you're tall, everybody looks small.
I'm tall. Everyone looks tall. I know, everyone looks small beside me. But I'm actually not that tall either. I'm only 5'8".
Yeah, but for a woman.
For a woman.
No, you're not. You're good height.
I'm a grand old height.
I'm
just a bit tall and lanky. You know, my arms are long, everything's long about me.
Does it ever bother you?
Why would it bother me?
No, does it ever, do you ever go, why am I looking down on everybody?
Well, when I look at you and Helena, yeah, obviously.
You're not that much taller. Maybe we've had this problem.
I wear heels and both of you look like my children.
Yeah, no, that's, you know? I have stood beside Ash when she wears heels and hair and I'm like, can you please take your shoes off?
Like, don't wear them.
Yeah, I did say Mammy once to her once.
But do you know what? You said you're not that much smaller than Ash. You are. I think you have this thing like where Jack Russell barks out the window because they think they're real strong. But when they actually get to the big dog, they're like, whoa, I'm actually quite small. Like, you know that small dog syndrome? Have you ever heard of small dog syndrome?
I'm just conscious of where you're going with this conversation.
Because I think you think you're a lot taller than you actually
are. I do not think I'm taller than I actually am. I know I'm 5'7.5".
You're not
5'8". I'm just 5'8".
Are you messing with me? If I'm 5'8", there is no way you're 5'7".
No.
Not hope. I'll say you're...
What sort of shoes have you got on you?
5'6".
I'm not 5'6".
You're 5'6" and a bit.
I'm not.
Just a little bit.
No.
You're definitely not 5'7". Like,
you're not.
Come on now.
I am.
Let's go back. Come on now. Just, you know, accept it. It's all right.
Okay, you have the same height. You have the same height shoes as me on now.
Okay. Yeah. She's no heels on.
I have no heels on.
There, right.
Back to back.
Yeah, back to back. And I'll be the judge of who's a lot taller than him. Okay. Niall, you are not! For the listeners!
Shut up! Just move.
No, for the listeners' benefit, there is no way you are 5'7.5". Ash is... easily. No, Ash, you're right. Ash is moving her hand over.
She's measuring 3 inches. She's not 3 inches taller than me at 5'8". That would make me 5'4". I'm not 5'4".
No, you're not. No, because I'm 5'2 or 5'3". You're not that.
No, the problem is she has undersized herself.
I haven't undersized.
No, she's actually more than...
Oh my God, are you actually telling her that she's wrong?
Yeah, I am. Well, she's telling me I'm wrong.
You are? I'm telling you. Okay.
There's two of us saying you're wrong,
in,
Niall.
I'm bringing in a tape measure tomorrow. Right. I'm telling you now, Ash is about 5'9" and a half.
I am a hoop. She's five and a nine.
Okay, Trish wants to know, hi, Niall. What you need is a lovely big bowl of tapioca to help that cold. I don't think it might go through me at the moment, the way things are feeling at the moment. Had a bit of a rush there today, Trish. Stomach is not in a good way. Do you know what I did last night? Right, this is the truth of God, okay?
Okay.
So I had a bowl of sherry trifle last night. Mm. And as I'm eating it, it was beautiful. I'm thinking to myself, this is not going to work out. Because I know I can't eat cream and ice cream because it goes through me like a Porsche. And I was eating, and I was extremely conscious while I was eating, but I was enjoying it. I was going, you'll get away with it. You'll be all right. I ate it. I was all right.
Were you all right?
I was all right.
Until?
I drove from Belfast this morning back up to Dublin again. In the car. I had to stop twice at two different garages. I wasn't all right. It was bad.
I feel for you.
It was bad. And I didn't eat a thing till 8 o'clock tonight. I'm actually a bit dehydrated. I feel dehydrated. I need water. I feel dehydrated because obviously I had a bad day.
You had a bad day.
I'm not sure.
Like, I sympathise with you. You know I sympathise with you. But I don't know if the listeners really want to know about this.
About your problem?
No, about you having a bad day.
Oh, okay.
Poop wise.
Well, I wasn't going into the details, but.
Well, I mean, you kind of did.
Yeah.
No, I didn't describe
it. When someone says something's going through me like a Porsche, it kind of explains. Describes what's happening.
Yeah, Niall, quick question. Oh, somebody says, Niall, Angelo's Chipper Newmarket is in Kells, County Meath. It's 3 years open. Happy birthday, dude. Deirdre, you just making up these stories about Angelo's just to get it mentions. Niall and Lena Nashing, what did you think of the outcome of the Oscars? And what did you think of Eminem appearing?
No idea, I didn't watch the Oscars.
I have to say, that Eminem appearance was the most bizarre thing. Have you seen it?
No.
It was him and Elton John.
What?
And they're like, yeah, you need to watch it. It's hilarious.
Has he changed?
He's been gone
for about 10 years, hasn't he?
No, well, he hasn't. He's kind of been under the radar. Now, he released a new album there not so long ago. And apparently, actually today, believe it or not, Slim Shady, so the big album that kind of brought him to his fame with all the cursing and all, is 21 years old or something. So, yeah, so he's kind of, now he's looking well, fair play to him. But it just was the most bizarre mix and completely need to watch it. He definitely looks a little bit weathered, and he has a beard now and looks painted on. Looks like someone got a crayon and just kind of like marked it all around him.
A bit like Brian Dowling.
No.
You see Brian Dowling in the Late Late Show? It looks like somebody drawn a beard on his face.
I didn't see that. But that's exactly like, it looks like an implant on his face.
Did you see Brian Dowling on the Late Late Show?
I turned
it off.
Right.
I couldn't stomach it much more. The man just didn't stop talking and all about himself. It was just actually quite irritating.
Well, sure, wasn't that what he was probably on for? When you think about it.
But there was another guy on, I don't know who he was, because he never got to find out who he was, because he wasn't getting allowed to speak.
Okay.
I don't know what that was all about.
Right.
Dowling just took over and it was the most irritating. Actually, the Late Late Show was embarrassing on Friday night for a prime time entertainment show. I say this every week, Elena, I know.
Yeah, you do.
But I turned it off. I turned it off and I watched a movie with, what's his name? Michael Caine. My name is Michael Caine. I turned it off during Brian Dowling's interview, but I heard Sosumi was going to be on it, and some other geezer, and two bands I'd never heard
of.
Stop
watching it.
And I'm going, this is shit entertainment.
Yeah. Why do you put yourself through it? Every week do you think it's going to be different?
Because I'm thinking there might be something good on it that I can talk about on the show.
But that's the definition of insanity.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
Stop watching it.
Why don't you see elephants hiding in trees?
Because of TV.
Because they're good at it.
What?
I don't get it. You're a big man to put up with Helena and Ash, says Siobhan in the Midwest. I am.
You're right. Siobhan,
yeah, I am a big
man. We put up with him.
What?
We put up with you. You don't put up with us.
Oh, that's such a lie.
That's not a lie.
Walking on eggshells.
That's the best joke I've heard all week.
You want to see it here on Friday? It's like coming into a war zone.
I know, I was in the middle of it. I know. I was Switzerland.
Scorpius Max Scorpio over there. Scorpius Max Scorpio.
Look at your victim blaming now, huh? It was a row.
Scorpius Max Scorpio.
No, don't look at me. I'm not going to tell anything. I'm not going to say anything. I'm Switzerland.
Yeah. No, quick question. How did that lunatic that said we're not Irish unless we're generations Irish get on? Eddie.
Actually, do you know what? I thought about him when
Johnny
I was
looking. Johnny Gall, wasn't he?
Niall McConnell, I think his name was. Yeah,
I'm sure he didn't get in, but go
I
on.
Don't think he. I was only thinking about him today earlier
and
on.
Peter Casey, he was in the same area. How did he get on?
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't check. But yeah, he was a mad old thing, wasn't he?
Was he in Letterkenny? or Donegal?
It was Donegal.
Sorry, I'm just having a look to see.
What was his name? Niall?
Niall McConnell. Young enough now.
Yeah, he said you're not Irish unless you're at least seven generations.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I actually can't find.
A lot of the extreme right wing, now I'm talking about the, I mean, you can all be a bit right wing, I'm probably a bit conservative, a bit right wing,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of the extreme right wing just didn't do well at all.
No, not at all.
Because they just went too bloody far.
Yeah.
When you come out with that kind of nonsense.
Yeah, no one's going to give you the number
you
one
have
vote.
To be seven generation Irish to be Irish.
None of us are seven generation Irish. Like, really and truly.
Well, I am, fair enough.
Of course, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Just saying.
Of course.
Yeah, no,
and you're 5 foot eight as well, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. When my grandfather was 65, he started running a mile a day to keep fit. He's now 70 and I've no idea where he is.
What? What was the grandfather when he started running?
65. He ran a mile a day to keep fit. He's now 70 and we've no idea where he is.
Am I stupid? I don't get this. I don't get the ha-ha. Where is he? Find him. He's lost, lads.
A mile a day when he was 65. He's now 70.
So he ran 5 miles? No, he didn't. Oh, my God, Alina.
A mile a day, 365 miles a year for 5 years. We don't know where he is. He obviously ran away.
Oh. All right, yeah. That's not funny.
Niall, why do you put yourself through watching The Late Late Show? It's absolutely rubbish, says Peter. I've heard Tommy Tiernan. Michael D was great on the other night. Oh, did he had Michael D Higgins on the other night, didn't he? Tommy Tiernan.
I love his show. Now,
yeah, it's hit and miss.
No, I like the show.
Some weeks it's shite and some weeks it's good. It's a hit and miss. Depends on the guest star, I suppose.
I just think he's a very, very good interviewer. He's superb the way he just asks, he genuinely listens. I think that's what's so good about him.
Yeah, because he doesn't know the guest that's coming on, so he has to listen
prepared.
To them.
Yeah, yeah, he has to listen.
This sounds a bit like us.
But I know I really do think he's just he actually asks questions that you're probably listening at home going, yeah, I don't know that. I think he's very good.
Yeah, reminds me of me. Let me see. Niall McConnell didn't get in, says Dara. Thanks, Dara, for sharing.
Thanks,
that. We know we did check there.
Yeah,
there
we
go. Yeah, I'm 65. Now 70.
Hmm.
And I have no idea where he is.
You're still going on about that joke,
yeah, no,
are you?
I'm sorry, like...
It's better than the radio joke, isn't it?
What's the radio joke?
Two nuns sitting in a bath.
Oh, see, I don't get that one. I know the one you're talking about. I have no idea what the answer is. Don't get the ha-ha either. No idea.
One nun says to the other, pass me the soap. And the other one says, what do you think I am? A bloody radio?
Like, what?
Why did you laugh?
Because it's so bizarre. How is anything to do soap and a radio? How does that comply?
Or here's another one.
No.
Why is a hen? Why is a hen?
Uh-huh.
Why is a hen?
Why? What?
Why is a hen?
Okay.
Because one of his legs is both the same.
Is Niall having a stroke or something? What did
I
he just say?
I don't understand this at all. Here's a funny joke though for you.
Yeah.
Get a text in from guys. Said, I don't think it's fair to slag Niall over his height to us.
It's heightism.
He says, you have to hand it to short people. They usually can't reach it anyway. I can laugh at that because I'm short.
Yeah. We're not slagging him. We're just telling him he's wrong. He's not 5'8".
Like
that's what we're saying.
5'7" and a half.
You're not 5'7".
We're bringing in a measuring tape.
5'6" and a bit, maybe.
No. I'm bringing in a measuring tape tomorrow.
All right, okay.
I don't get this joke. It's probably rude, so stop me if it is. No, I don't think it is, actually. What do you call 365 used condoms in a tire? A good year.
A good year.
It's a Goodyear tires.
Tire. They make tires. Goodyear.
Do they? Yeah, Goodyear make tires.
What's condoms?
Because it's a good
oh,
year
Jesus
if you have
Christ
that many used condoms.
Just there's nothing more.
I'm glad I got that one.
Jokes
I know because then it ruins the fun.
I apologise, but I want to know what I'm laughing at.
Niall, I wanted to congratulate the worldwide hide and seek champion, but I couldn't find him. Kevin Limerick. He said that's a shit one.
I like that one. That's a clean, friendly PC joke.
Yeah.
I like it.
Straight to the point. You get it. There's no questions asked. Nothing about soap and radiators and radios
and
nuns.
Hens with two legs.
Yeah, send us in your shit jokes. 087-188-0008. The worst joke, the worst it is, you know, the better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
John is texting. He says, late on this Friday, Valentine's night should be a topic on the show on Monday.
So, I mean, imagine
watch it?
Primetime television. Let's get 50 drunks onto a television show and just see what happens.
But are you going to watch it?
No, I won't.
You're going to watch it.
I won't.
You will watch it.
You will. Look at the smile on your face. Yeah. You're definitely watching it.
I guarantee Ash and myself are going to get a message on Friday night going, this is a load of gig.
Yeah. But you're still going to watch it to the very end.
Helena, there's a question for you. Deirdre says, can you spell Navan backwards?
Yeah, it's the same. N-A-V-A-N.
I understand. Old mate says, I wondered why my frisbee was getting bigger and bigger, and then it hit me.
See, they're good jokes. I like them.
Yeah. We're still waiting for your terrible jokes. Has anybody else sent in a terrible joke there?
I'll tell you what, if you send your jokes, we have a pair of tickets to give away to Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, we have. And the name of the show is Courtio. It's one of the best-loved Cirque du Soleil productions, and it's coming to Ireland in July 2020. Tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster, Use of Outlets. But we've got two tickets to give away, and you've got to send us in your crappy joke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are two plumbers in the attic. How do you know which one is in the army?
I'm already confused.
There's two plumbers in the attic.
Right.
How do you know which one is in the army?
I don't know.
The one in the tank.
Oh, God awful, but you still have to laugh at it. You're kind of uncomfortable laughing.
Our Lord said to Moses, come forth. He gave him fifth and he won a teddy bear.
See, I don't get that at all.
Come forth.
Yeah.
He came fifth. You got a teddy bear.
What?
Instead of coming first, second, third.
Oh, Jesus. Why am I explaining all these jokes?
So why is he getting a teddy bear?
It's a kind of
why does he not get anything?
It's a consolation prize.
Right, okay.
Today is National Women's Day. It should have been yesterday, but they weren't ready.
I heard that joke on National Women's Day. What did the cat say to the bird?
I don't know.
Meow. I need you.
That's not a joke. That's something from the National Geographic channel.
No. Since when do cats talk?
Oh, is that the
joke?
Fair enough, okay. Now, there's a joke that I don't get, and I don't want to read it out. It's about Johnny dropping his ice cream. Like, what? Well, that's not funny.
What?
There's a text came in about Johnny dropped his ice cream, and it's not a funny joke.
Read it out, and I'll decide.
I don't want to.
Read the thing.
No.
I'll read it out.
You read it, then I'm not reading it.
Right, okay.
While you're reading it, I'll say, two fish in a tank. One fish turns to the other. What? Put some full stops in your sentences, please. Two fish in a tank. One fish turns to the other. Demand says, oh, what?
That went well.
Yeah, that went really well, didn't it?
Oh, your man has corrected himself in a text above. Two fish in a tank. One turns to the other and says, hope you can drive one of these. That's a terrible joke. Now I ruined it. Paddy English.
I love the Paddy Englishman, Paddy Irishman, Paddy Scotsman.
You're not supposed to tell them anymore. They're racist.
Are they racist?
Yeah, Paddy Englishman, Paddy Irishman, Paddy Scotsman. Right, I'll go for a job on a building site.
Right.
Actually, no, yeah.
I feel like this is going to be racist, by the way.
I'm just saying.
Where are you going?
So, the boss on the site says, oh yeah, I'll give the 3 years a job.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Paddy Irishman, he says, you're in charge of mixing the cement. All right, boss, no problem. I'll mix a bit of cement for you.
Oh, I know this joke. This is bad.
And he says, Paddy Englishman.
You have to continue.
He says, Paddy Englishman, he says, you're in charge of keeping all the tools clean, shipshape, and stored away. And he goes, all right, mate, no problem at all. I'll do that for you.
Michael Caine impression.
Yeah. And he says to Paddy Chinaman, he says, you're in charge of all the surprise, or the supplies.
I didn't think there was.
Hey, stop. You're in charge of all the supplies. So Paddy Chinaman says, okay, I look after supplies. So. Hold on, why are you looking at me like that? It's not racist to do a Chinese accent. Sorry, I did an Irish accent, an English accent. Why is it racist to do a Chinese one?
I didn't know there was any Paddy Chinaman in any of these jokes.
Paddy Chinaman.
Right,
so I
on.
Says, yes, sir, I look after supplies. So he goes off anyway. So next day the boss comes back. He's checking on the mall to make sure they're doing the job. He goes, Paddy Irishman. And he goes, yes, sir, making a load of cement here for you, sir. And he says, well done, you're doing a great job. He says, where's the English fella? He's over there, sir, cleaning the shovels. Well done, Paddy Englishman. Clean the shovels. He says, all right, mate, no problem. I'll keep them nice and clean for you. What? He's been away. So the boss is walking around looking for the Chinese fella. He can't find him anywhere.
Right.
He says to her too, have you seen the Chinese fella? He says, no. So where he is.
Okay.
So he's walking down and there's a load of buckets leading on the big bins.
Mm-hmm.
So as he's walking past one, the Chinese fella hops about one and he goes, supplies!
He was in charge of the surprise, not the supplies. Love it.
Okay.
Right, Paddy Englishman, Scotsman and Irishman are at a magic slide.
Oh, I
know this
one.
Whatever liquid they say will be at the bottom of the slide, right? Englishman says Fanta and ends up in Fanta. Scotsman says Pepsi. You know yourself. Paddy Irishman panics and says, "Wee!"
If a child refuses to sleep during nap time, are they guilty of resisting arrest? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you hear about the carrot's funeral? There was a big turn up. Is that a turnout? Paddy and Mick get on a flight. Paddy and Mick get a pilot to fly them to Canada to hunt a moose. They manage to bag 6 moose. But as they're loading the plane, the pilot says he can only carry 4 moose. The two lads object strongly. Last year we got 6. The pilot let us take them all, and he had the same plane as yours. Reluctantly, the pilot gives in, all 6 moose are loaded on board. However, on takeoff, the little plane can't handle the load, crashing into the wilderness. Somehow, Paddy and Mick survive the crash. Paddy asks Mick, "Any idea where we are?" Mick replies, I think we're pretty close to where we crashed last year.
Okay, Eddie sent in a very good one as well. Okay, Eddie said, "My ex is looking at herself in the mirror. She says to me, 'I'm getting fat and ugly and my boobs are starting to sag. Can you give me a compliment to make me feel better?' Not her butter," he says, "'There's feck all wrong with your eyesight.'"
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about the Italian chef who died? He passed away.
What's red and bad for your teeth? A brick.
What do you call 2 Spanish firemen? Jose and a Jose B. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. A woman is walking her dog along the pier when suddenly the dog slips and falls into the rough sea below. Distraught, she begins to scream for help as the waves drag the dog deeper and deeper. Out of nowhere, a German man dives in, bring it ashore, resuscitates it, and the dog gets up as if nothing has even happened. The woman, who is incredibly thankful to the man, says, "Thank you so much. You saved my dog's life. Are you a vet?" To which the German man replies, "Vet? I'm fucking soaking." "Are you vet? I'm vet. I'm vet. I'm fucking soaking." I can't use the German accent. Oh, yeah.
Oh, stop.
Right, okay, we have to go.
We have to give these two tickets away.
What was the best one? The guy with the paddy and the moose.
Moose guy gets it. Okay.
Give the moose guy
Congratulations, moose guy. We'll give you a call tomorrow. It's a bit late to call you. We'll call you in the morning and we'll give you the tickets.
The moose tickets.
Moose tickets. Right. Cirque du Soleil.
All right, you better find that phone number because that'll be gone off the screen.
I'll find it. Don't you worry.
Moose guy, we'll give you the tickets tomorrow, wherever you are, moose guy or moose girl. All right. Thanks very much, Nate. Back again tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.